So hopefully this gives us some idea of how this approach can work. Lightly moving our attention between one aspect of our attention and another. So let's now talk about setting up an environment for meditation. Again, it's often said, or I've often heard it said, probably said it many times myself, let's, when preparing to do some meditation, set up a sacred space, so with some flowers, a nice picture, a little shrine, something like that. It's all well and good when you don't have someone young who's going to interact with it in dangerous ways. So what we can do is we create ourselves a space that works for us and for our child. And the main criteria here simply is safety. So it may be we set ourselves up in our child's nursery. We put away anything dangerous, we close the door. We get out maybe one or two toys that can entertain them. We make sure they're well fed and so on, so they're not going to get hungry during the time. And then we sit down. And we just make sure they're okay with this. Just they know you're there. You might find the first time you're doing it that they find it really odd and they keep demanding your attention. I think the attitude here is that what we're looking for is we're there for our child and we're doing something that they're almost certainly going to find boring. So we just sit here quietly. If they need our attention, we give them our attention. If they don't need our attention, we're sitting meditating. And over time, they'll get used to this. They'll know that their mum or dad sitting like this is normal. And it doesn't mean anything, and there's nothing for them to worry about because they feel safe. So they'll get used to this pattern. And it will become increasingly possible for us to have some regular experience of meditation. So I guess what I'm saying here is don't panic if it doesn't work, or if you sit to meditate and you spend the whole time attending to your child. That's absolutely fine. A question I often ask of people, I think as a non-parent, we come to expect what I talk of as 100% success rate. If we don't succeed at sitting down quietly for our period, it's a major disaster. For most people, actually, and for parents, succeeding 50% of the time would be a really good thing. So it's really no big deal to sit down and try and meditate and something else happens and we need to go and attend to something else. That's fine. We can come back and have another go another time. So the main thing is this attitude of everything being okay. Everything's okay. There's no one saying you must do it this way. This is a process of experimentation. We're free. It's our own mind. We can choose what we want to do with it. We're going to sit here and we're going to explore ways in which we can give ourselves the attention that so often we're craving.